You will often hear me say that what we choose not to heal in ourselves shows up in our parenting. And you can find a lot of information online about how childhood traumas actually do affect your parenting styles. But what exactly does that mean? That's what we're going to talk about today. For those who don't know me, my name is Danielle C. Baker. I am the founder and CBO of Being Connected. I'm also a registered early childhood educator with over 20 years' experience in the field. I help parents and teachers navigate the reality of what parenting is today. But don't get it twisted. When you work with me, we're putting the child's needs first. So we're going to have to put our ego and pride aside. Let's get to it. Hello and welcome to the Talk to Danielle podcast. I am your host, Danielle C. Baker. And before we get started, be sure to like, follow, and subscribe to whichever channel you're listening and watching from. And we are in season three, so I do invite you to go back to the previous seasons and see if there are any episodes there that may resonate with you a little bit more. There's quite a variety of topics, so I do invite you to go check that out. Now, we're going to jump right
Where?
with what childhood traumas really do to our parenting style. How does that show up in our parenting? And why is it that generational patterns or generational trauma keeps going? Even though we're aware of it, we're talking about it. Why does it doesn't end, right? This is the kind of work that I do. I work with families to break that pattern, to break the cycle so that our children can finally be free of that. And I will always say this needs to end with us. It doesn't have to keep going. So I'm going to walk you through really deep what that looks like. It's not just about how you're discipline your children because of the way you were disciplined, or how you talk to your children or educate your children because of the way you were talked to and educated. It goes much deeper than that. And once you understand how deep it goes, you'll get to understand what was really happening with your parents when they were treating you the way that they did. And a different view of your grandparents as well. When we grow up, we just naturally believe that adults are perfect. They can't do any wrong. So when they hurt us, when they don't support us, when they don't provide the needs that we actually need, we cannot make the association that maybe they're the ones messing up, right? They're perfect. So we throw that on us as we're little. Will think that there's something wrong with us and that we're bad and that we're not worthy because we're making the adults upset. We don't actually think about what the mess that they're going through. And that goes into as we grow older, we don't even see it. We're just always finding excuses to explain how our parents behaved without really going deep into it. So if you ever have those conversations with your parents and if they're open to it, you'll start to understand that your parents were just trying to figure it out, just like we are trying to figure it out. So the real way that our childhood traumas show up in our parenting will look like or feel like when we're feeling out of control with our emotions and reactions. If you've ever lost it with your children, and as you're screaming, as you're whatever it is, whatever kind of reaction that you're having, you're telling yourself, you're speaking to yourself, going, what's wrong with me? Like, why am I like this right now? Even if you've lost controls to the point where you don't even notice it while you're doing it. But when you're done, you're kicking yourself for the way that you reacted. That is one way that our trauma will show up, is when we lose control of our emotions and our reactions according to whatever behavior our child had. The yelling, shaming, threatening, punishing our children, that is pure, pure trauma response. So when you're thinking, oh no, I'm raising a solid human being, they need to learn, yes, but not through that. So this is where gentle parenting gets a bad rap. But you just do understand that if your form of disciplining, if your parenting style involves yelling, shaming, threatening, punishing your child, That's not parenting. That's trauma response. You are dumping your wounds on your child. Being the perfect parent, the super mom. We win medals for that now. We win awards for that now. But that is trauma response, and that is actually a form of abuse. When we put ourselves through that, we had to be the perfect child. So now we need to be the perfect parent, and our children now need to become the perfect children. So trying to be the perfect parent, trying to keep up with the Joneses, trying to be the super mom or the super dad. Again, that is all on you. Those are your wounds that you're passing down to your children, like an inheritance. Numbing out with wine or other substances, with Netflix, doom scrolling, all of that disassociation again. We've made this a socially acceptable behavior to say, oh, these kids are drinking your wine, or I need a break, I need to numb myself with Netflix, or just to get away from it. This is again a response to your childhood trauma, and it's affecting your children. If you're feeling constantly exhausted or unmotivated, now this is every parent goes through that, but it goes beyond this. It goes beyond the sleep deprivation. It goes beyond, we just had a really tough day today and I'm just tired. This is a continuous, always exhausted, even when you're going through a really good patch, but you just can't seem to get out of it. That is a huge sign that you need to look at yourself to see where you need to heal. Overprotecting your child is another thing. Sometimes it's not just transferring whatever we've gone through as a child, transferring it over to our children. Sometimes it's the opposite. Because we went through what we went through as children, we're now overprotecting our children because we've made ourselves that subconscious promise that our children will never go through what we've gone through. And by doing that, we're actually harming our children because now we're preventing them from developing properly. And or we just don't want them to grow up. So we create situations where we make them believe that they will always need us. They don't need us. We need them. So again, this is where those generational traumas, generational patterns happen. When your parents were sliding in those little comments that, nobody will ever love you like I do, or, nobody can protect you like I can, those kind of things, they were actually trying to reassure themselves, but they pass that trauma down to you now. So these are the things that you have to look at. Now, how do you explain that? How does that happen? Because it happens so quickly when we react to our children's behaviors, or react to how people act around our children, or even the way we feel about our children sometimes. This is where the science kind of falls into it. It's everything that happens to us as children gets stored in our nervous system. It actually has an impact on our brain. And I'm not going to go into that because there's a lot of information on that. But if you know about PTSD or complex PTSD, you will know that it does affect the brain. So we are traumatized at a cellular level, an electrical level in our bodies. So it will come up. And a lot of people say, well, time will heal. You've gone through some rough patches as a child, but it really doesn't. Unfortunately, that is false. Time will not heal. You cannot bury your head in the sand on that one because it's part of your nervous system. It's at the core, coded or programmed into your motherboard. So you need to heal. You need to do the work. You need to let go of some things. You do need help. You can't do this on your own. It will keep showing up. And even though you are able to control it with other relationships, when it comes to your children, they will always bring it out of you. And this is why. This is where I come in. And this is the work that I do. Our children are not out to get us. They're not out to give us a hard time. They're not out to manipulate us. They're not out to spite us. Those are not behaviors that are innate. You're not born with those behaviors. Those are behaviors that are taught. So when children act up, is because they need something. if they are acting up, it's because you are not helping them the way that they need help. You are not parenting them the way that they need to be parented. And that's a hard pill to swallow already. This is why in the beginning I always say we need to put our ego and pride aside. It's not because you're a bad parent. And if you've gotten on the defensive right away, then I'm telling you now, you are traumatizing your child right now at a cellular level. You're no different than your parents. So you have to keep a mind open. You do need help if you got triggered right away when I said that. So that's the first thing, and that's a hard pill to swallow. Our children, when they have behaviors, is because we are not answering. We're not supporting them the way that they need to. We're not providing the needs that they need. So we are failing them as parents. And that's hard because we love our children. We in no way want to hurt our children. I will always say there's not one parent that I've ever worked with in over 20 years that woke up in the morning and say, "How can I mess with my child today? How can I screw them up? How can I traumatize them?" Nobody. Life just happens and that's how we react. So how can we do that to change it now, right? We need to break those patterns. And this is what will happen. So when they behave, they're triggering us. And that brings us right back into fight and flight and everything else. We go into survival mode. And because our nervous system is encoded with this trauma that our parents gave us and our grandparents and everybody else, that's what comes out of us. So our children's behaviors that trigger us is actually showing us where we need to heal. So this is where we need to take a step back. And it's not easy when you switch over to survival mode with your nervous system. You don't really have the brain capacity to say, "Oh, hold on, I'm about to traumatize my child right now. I need to take a breath." That doesn't happen. You just blow up and then it snowballs. But if you're conscious of it and you pay attention to it, you will eventually be able to control it a little bit more. So this is where we want to get you to, is to start noticing when your child triggers you and keep reminding yourself that your child is not doing that to piss you off. Your child is not doing that to get a reaction of you at first. Right? They're going to eventually start doing this. Yes, they will do it for attention. Yes, they will do it to manipulate you or to, avoid a situation. But that's because you taught them to react that way through your actions. So again, ego and pride aside, all that one. So they're mirroring us. Everything that triggers us is they're showing us something that we have been trying to avoid in ourselves. Those are the wounds that we chose not to heal. They're throwing it right back at us. They're holding up a mirror to us and showing us what we don't want to see and what we fought our entire life not to see. So that is why you will not be able to just bury your head in the sand and let time heal. It's not going to happen. Now, why does that reaction intensify in your children more than with a partner? Because your partners will also trigger you, but it seems to gnaw at you even more when it's coming from your children. And the reason is just you love your children unconditionally. If you have a partner that triggers you or that mistreats you or that brings you back to childhood traumas, eventually you'll just leave. You'll leave them. You'll say, "Forget it. Forget you." But with your children, you're not going to do that most of the time. You're not going to do that, especially when they're little. So you're stuck having to face your childhood traumas. You're stuck to have to face the parts of you that need healing that you really don't want to, or that you don't know how to. So we will have stronger reactions with our children most of the time. And if you want to break that cycle, you need to take care of yourself. Though I don't like saying self-care. That word is way overused, and most of the time now, especially on social media, self-care is the term is used to avoid your responsibilities as a parent. And so it's become a toxic term. And so I don't use that term, but you need to heal. You need to take care of yourself. You cannot do it alone. You need to get help. And so it's not selfish to do that. If you want to break that generational curse, you need to take note of when your children's behaviors trigger you. And then you're going to have to go deeper into why that's triggering you. And I don't recommend going back to your parents or your grandparents to figure out what happened. There are some parts of my childhood that I don't remember. There's a lot of like, my childhood memories are kind of like Swiss cheese. There are a lot of holes in them. And then when I first started healing, I was looking for those answers and I realized it doesn't matter. It's the emotion, it's not the event that creates the trauma. It's the emotion you attach to it. So I let go of trying to figure out what happened or try to point a finger at the aggressors or the abusers. It was just, okay, how do I change that in me so that I don't pass that down to my children? And how do I protect my children from those people? Because they were in our lives at the time. So you need to don't I don't I personally, some people will say go back and get closure. I don't believe in closure at all, because most of the time from the experiences that I've had in the last 20 years, both personally and professionally, is going to get closure will disappoint you and create even more wounds, because the person's reaction or what you're hoping to get out of the person you're approaching is not going to be what you want. They're not healing. They don't want to heal. So you need to do the work yourself. Get the help, get the support. You don't need to be spilling your entire life trauma to everybody. Again, it's not the events that matter, it's how you feel about it. And surround yourself with people that will help you. And when you do lose it with your children, explain to them that it doesn't mean that you've had a bad reaction. It doesn't mean that they are bad children. This is so important to say that. I've had a bad reaction. There was something in me, the way that you acted, there was something in me. It just triggered something in me. But just know that it doesn't mean that you're bad. It just, I had a bad reaction and I'm going to work on that. And again, get the help that you need to figure it out. And when you're deciding how you're going to discipline your children or how you're going to talk to your children or how you're going to educate your children, ask yourself, why am I doing this? Is this really what I want, or is it just because this is the way it was when I was growing up? This is going to also help you move out of an environment that wasn't necessarily healthy for you and not bring your children into that environment as well. So do take care of yourself. If you don't take care of yourself first, you're just passing down your traumas to your children. You're giving it to them as a gift, and believe me, that's not a gift you want to have. That's what your parents did to you. So you definitely don't want to pass that on. It needs to end with us. And love your child for who they are, not what you expected them to be, not who you want them to be, but who they actually are. Your traumas are coming down from your parents or grandparents or even your community who expected you to be a certain way. And if you didn't show up like that, they would tell you and make you feel bad about it. So why are you putting your children through that? Love them for who they are. They are showing you how to heal. That's not a bad thing. It's actually a gift. Our children are giving us the gift to heal so that we can become better parents for them and that we can give them an even safer environment, a more nurturing environment for them. So I'm going to keep this episode
I could
short.
go
Go on forever with this topic, just because it's the work that I do. And so, if you do need more information, more resources, or contact information from people who can help you, do reach out. I am a real person. I can help you find the right or how to find the right people that will support you. There's also in my book, Bringing Up the World, I spent a lot of time when writing this book to focus on finding your support system, yours, and this starts from chapter one. we help your child after, but first we have to work on you and what you need, and then you could figure out what your child needs and build a village from there. So that book is really a guide for parents to help break. It's kind of infused into the book to help break that generational pattern. And so I invite you to get the book as well if you need some more help. It does help at the root of it, but in a gentle way. I don't believe in traumatizing you more because you're trying to heal from your traumas. So this is what I will leave
Just
you. Make
make
sure that you keep giving love to your children. Keep explaining to them that your reactions have nothing to do with them and that you're working on that, and keep showing them love. That is the most important thing that you can do for your child. So I will leave you with that. Don't forget to like, follow, and subscribe to whichever channel you're listening and watching from. Don't forget to check out the previous seasons to see if anything else resonates. And if you'd like to know more information on anything related to parenting, let me know, and I could do an episode on the topic that you need a bit more support with. I'm more than happy to do that. So until next time, stay safe, stay awesome, and we'll talk soon.